Portugal has become the latest nation to give diplomatic recognition to the rebel National Transitional Council in Libya. The move came as the rebels launched a fresh offensive against Muammar Gaddafi's troops in the western mountains of the country, but in a blow to their advance, their top military commander has been killed, as Christopher Wells reports.
It's been suggested that General Abdel Fattah Younis may have been assassinated by other members of the opposition because of alleged ties to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. That could affect international support for the Transitional National Council, which has been recognized by the US, the UK, France, and dozens of other nations as Libya's legitimate governing authority. Earlier, rebels said they had seized the strategically important town of Gazaia near the Tunisian border after heavy fighting with government forces. Lim Pasco, the UN's Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, says after months of conflict, the situation on the ground in Libya is a virtual stalemate.
This posturing by both sides has been fairly consistent since the beginning of these discussions. Both sides are willing to talk, but they are still emphasizing maximum demands at this point, and patience is clearly required before detailed discussions can begin. As we have said many times, a ceasefire tied to transitional arrangements, which address the aspirations of the Libyan people, is the only sustainable political solution to the crisis in Libya.
With prospects fading of a swift negotiated settlement, both sides seem prepared for the five-month civil war to grind on into the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which begins in August. I'm Christopher Wells.